you're thinking. You've got to decide. Let us help you choose. Listen to Career Talk and get the ins and outs, ups and downs of professions and industries.
On this week's Career Talk, we tell you about the roles and responsibilities of a human resource officer. Welcome to the program. Human resource HR officers are faced with the tedious task of ensuring the right person is selected for the job. They must sift through a number of applications and schedule interviews before a job placement can be finalized. HR personnel, typically designated as officers or executives, are also tasked with all responsibilities connected with employee and resource management. Human resource specialist Tiffany Lee says it's a multifaceted job.
You are frequently attending to the needs and requirements of the staff in order to provide some level of satisfaction and comfort. It can get tedious with the operational daily stuff that we're required to do.
The job also involves the grooming and training of employees. This is necessary as the HR department of any organization must ensure employees are properly prepared to carry out the functions of the company. Ms. Lee explains the importance of this aspect of the profession.
You know, the areas are very diverse, consisting of and not limited to recruitment and selection, onboarding, training, compensation and benefits, staff mobilization. So as it relates to ensuring that they are effectively trained to perform their functions, you know, we have a learning and development unit who works closely with recruitment and selection as well, because from the onset you want to ensure that the person is fit for the position and the person being selected for the role, they have at least the basic competence to carry out whatever is required. In terms of grooming, I mean, that's pretty basic. We have policy which speaks to dress code, or most institutions would have some sort of dress code or policy which the employee would be required to adhere to.
The enforcement of disciplinary procedures and conflict resolution is a key responsibility of HR officers, while ensuring the company continues to meet its organizational objectives. Human Resource Officer at Jamaica National Building Society, JNBS, Jason Wilson, says this is a critical aspect of the profession.
It can be very fun and exciting, but then of course it can be very frustrating at times, and can be hard, because as you know, in HR we not only deal with getting people in, but getting people out as well. And sometimes there's emotional attachments and support, but as HR practitioners, we have to ensure that we are acting in both the employee and the company's best interest.
There are certain skills that human resource personnel must possess. Among them, excellent people management and interpersonal skills. Personnel in human resource management must be open-minded, with a high standard of professional and personal integrity, fairness, and have an unbiased approach in carrying out their work.
To be an HR person, you have to be people-centric, and you have to have good human relations, and you have to be able to communicate with people. So those seem like pretty basic stuff, but then those have to be attributes that you possess, or if not possess, you're able to be trained in those areas, because you have to deal with people on a daily basis in whatever areas of HR that you might be in.
Human Resource Officer at Jamaica National Building Society, Jason Wilson. Persons interested in building a career in HR usually undertake a graduate or undergraduate development program, comprised of on-the-job training as well as various project-driven assignments. So, if you're interested in human resource management, programs are available at all major universities island-wide. That's it for today's program. Join us again next time for another edition of Career Talk.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.